You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's strong history in the defense sector dates back to Rosie the Riveter in World War II. And the MEDC reports that defense sector supports 105,000 jobs in our state, turning out $9 billion in goods and services. Well, Michigan wants to continue that tradition by landing the new F-35 fighter jet. Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County is one of five locations now being considered as a home for the new jet, and today is the day they make their case to the Pentagon. Mara McDonald has been covering this story for Detroit's WDIV-TV. A big meeting today, Mara, in this quest to land the F-35 for Selfridge. Who's there and what's the sales pitch?
Who isn't at this meeting today? What they are doing is having the top tier of the Department of Defense come in to Macomb today to assess whether Selfridge is where they want the F-35 to be. It's interesting that Selfridge is the last stop. These people have already been to the other four bases that are under consideration. Selfridge is the last, and I think the feeling in Macomb is it's a good sign that we're last because, you know what they say, saving the best for last.
Interesting. So what's their pitch? What can Michigan say to convince the Pentagon to bring the F-35 to Selfridge?
And I was talking to the Macomb County executive, Mark Hackle, about this yesterday. I told him that they are running so hard to get this that I wouldn't be surprised if they had a full orchestra waiting for the DOD people today, you know, doing the battle hymn of the Republic. They are that into making this happen. They have produced this 60-page glossy magazine, essentially, trying to pitch them on why Macomb is the best. They will tell you, and Hackle will come out and say it, that Michigan is a defense mecca. And he's not really overstating that. We have in this state 4,000 either military installations or defense contractors, and 75% of them are based in Macomb. His pitch is that we have the infrastructure here, we have the talent here, we have the skill set here, so that if you do decide to base these F-35s in Macomb, it will take minimal money, time, and training to make it happen.
If we get the F-35, what would getting that mean for Michigan's economy?
Bottom line, it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity. If we land the F-35s for Selfridge, it means that that base will no longer incessantly be on closure list. You know, it seems like every 3 or 4 years there's a, well, are we going to close Selfridge? And, you know, are we going to fly the A-10 Warthog, which is what Selfridge currently has? The A-10 is still going to be used, but it's not the future. The F-35 is. You land the F-35 here, and Mark Hackle will tell you for the next 30 to 35 years, you have no base closure issues, you have nothing else, and then you have the added benefit of all those jobs supporting those F-35 coming to Macomb. Lockheed Martin produces the F-35. They've already been to Macomb in the last several weeks, and they talked to hand-picked suppliers. These are people that Lockheed wanted to talk to, not that Mark Hackle wanted them to talk to. They wanted to see if they had the people here that they can swing work to and make stuff happen.
And if the F-35 goes elsewhere, what might that mean for Selfridge? I mean, what kind of economic hit would it mean if that base closes?
Immediately, it's not an economic hit just because the Army and Air Force have said they're going to continue with the Warthog, but not forever. So if the F-35 doesn't come here, they had best try and come up with some other option.
When's the Pentagon expected to deliver this verdict, Mara?
Well, the original hope was this month, but the word that our congressional delegation is getting is likely the second week of August. And they're working extremely hard to make this happen, Cindy. I mean, this is legacy kind of stuff, as Hackle was telling me last night. He said, you know, if we make this happen, it's a legacy thing.
Mara McDonald, WDIV-TV in Detroit. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Mara.
Cindy, thank you so much for having me.